Do you have an inner child that has been locked up within? Today's topic on bite-sized creativity, I wanted to kind of just have a little discussion about rescuing the inner child and how can I reach them? Going back to our younger days and looking at our kids, we didn't worry about what people said. We didn't worry about, you know, being different. We had fun and we had this crazy wild imagination. Each one of us has like a different flavor of it. You know, some people are a little bit more outgoing, a little bit more wild. Some are a little bit shyer, a little bit quieter. But we all had these different things that we liked. And when we would color and draw pictures as kids, we didn't worry about what they looked like. We had fun just coloring and scribbling. And then after we were done and we decided we wanted to play something else, we just got up and left. We didn't stand there agonizing over, I'm not sure if this unicorn looks right or I'm not sure if this is good enough. We enjoyed the process while we were in it and then we moved on. However, as we start growing up, we start going through school, all of these things start to change. Our expectations, our responsibilities start to weigh in, and the world around us starts telling us that there is a certain way of doing things and that our creativity isn't as important. Even though if you were to look at true studies of creativity, of sketch notes, of the brainstorming that goes into some of the biggest brands, creativity is one of the most powerful things. However, it's shut down in the system that we go through as we grow up. And so what ends up happening is that special part of us, that special, unique, creative inner child gets locked away. And we keep pushing them farther down, whether it's a deep hole that we keep within or it's a jail or a cage that's within, that we keep putting up these bars, holding it back to where as adults, even if we could have creative ideas, sometimes we've been shut down so many times that that inner child doesn't even have the energy to stand up. While I was thinking about this, and how is it that, you know, you can break free of some of these chains to reconnect with your inner child, your inner soul? And how is it that, you know, even the ones that have been out of touch for so long, how can they reconnect with that part of themselves? And the biggest thing for me is, what if you just had fun doing something simple? The biggest key is definitely going to be to not worry about the outcome. Stop focusing on creating the perfect masterpiece, the perfect picture. And then after that, what if you just started something simple that you remember you liked doing as a kid? Whether it is a simple exercise of coloring in a picture in a coloring book, taking some crayons or some color pencils, and just coloring a little picture. What if you were able to actually get your nieces and nephews or your kids to help and push you into actually doing something? Because now you're not doing it for you, you're doing it for them. And that'll help you to actually rediscover that part of yourself. Another idea is to try out some simple little scribble challenges or little drawing prompts to where you just flex your imagination just a little bit. Whether it's, if you're scribbling on a sheet of paper, make a little mark and see, what could this be? Take a look at it and say, what shapes do I see? Think about it in the same terms of looking up at the sky and looking at the clouds and seeing if you see a specific shape. And then just try outlining that, or maybe coloring that in. Another thing is taking on a drawing prompt or thinking about a certain moment or emotion that you have and just letting that out onto the paper. Being super abstract creating hard lines for some stronger emotions, creating some soft flowing lines for some of your happier moments. What if you were to take some color pencils or some markers and use color in a way to where you shared your emotions and what you were feeling, as in whether it was a lot brighter. Was today a lot brighter, a lot more energetic, a lot happier? Or was today one of those days to where you felt a little bit darker? You maybe didn't have the best day, you didn't get enough sleep, and it kind of ruined your morning routine, and things just kind of went downhill at work. What if you were able to actually just use color and just scribble some dark lines on a sheet of paper and just kind of letting it out and seeing what those shapes come up with? Even if it doesn't come up with anything, what if you were to create some abstract artworks that just helped you to release those emotions, put them onto the page so that you can close the book and have that special release? These are some of the things I was thinking about, and just trying to be consistent with being creative and trying to be a kid again. So I hope these videos have been enjoyable. Thank you guys for listening. Now, I want you guys to go out there, use that imagination, flex those creative muscles. And every time that you flex these muscles, they're going to keep getting stronger and stronger. And I promise that in the future, doing these consistently, even little scribbles, it's going to be so much easier every single day if you keep putting in the time. Even if you only have 5 or 10 minutes to scribble a little note or to color in part of a coloring page. If it's something that you find joy in, it's definitely going to be worth it. So have an awesome day, guys. Thank you for listening.